Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is June 30th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And tonight, we don't have beers.
No beer.
No beer. But we have seltzers. So, Em, I hope you're listening. Listen carefully. And maybe you can take this along to Seltzer Quest as well.
Yeah.
Or maybe I didn't look. I didn't see if they had it on their episodes yet or not. So maybe they haven't had this one. All right. We are going. The reason we're doing seltzers tonight is it was incredibly hard to find beers that started with the letter N. And what I came across were seltzers. So we're going to start with High Noon Sun Sips.
That works. There's it's
vodka and soda. I guess I'm going to go with the black cherry.
Nice. So I picked two and I picked watermelon and black cherry. So I'll do watermelon.
That's funny because I picked the water or the black cherry and the pineapple. I bought an 8-pack and it had 4 different flavors, 2 of each. Caitlin and I each took 1 of each.
And yes, thank you. You're very, very generous to do that. It's real fruit juice, so that's an extra point there for sure. Like, it's nice to have less chemicals in your flavors.
Mm. Ooh. So mine is, I put mine in the freezer earlier and it's got like that right perfect like amount of iciness in it.
Oh, I love that when there's like the little ice bits.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. I feel like the flavor is pretty genuine instead of like that sugary flavor. Like, this tastes like watermelon. It's a strong watermelon. I like it.
Good. The black cherry is really good. Like, it tastes, it doesn't have the like alcohol taste to it, you know? It's not watery. It's not bitey. It's pretty tasty.
Nice. I would say same deal on my alcohol tastingness for the watermelon.
Made with real vodka, real fruit juice, and sparkling water. Mm. Well, I'm excited. I'm glad I have more of these. Like, they're going to be the perfect post-race beer, post-race drink this weekend.
Yeah, this would be so good after a race. Not that I have done a bike race, but
hey, you will though. I bet you will one day.
That's true. I've did the running part of a bike race.
You have. Now you've got all the stuff to do both parts of it.
That's true. I still elect to run for you if you want to do it though.
Sounds good to me.
Those bridges are, I still walk them.
Oh, I do too.
They're scary.
But with that, let's go ahead, since we have our beers, our drinks. I keep saying beers. You'll probably hear that multiple times tonight. We should do a quick cheers.
Yes, we should. Cheers.
Cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy. Seltzers.
Yes. Beer and seltzers. Beverages.
Mm. Definitely good.
Well, Kelsey, now that we have our beverages, how are you?
I'm good. It's, as most of the time, it's been a whirlwind a couple weeks. I feel like I've been going. Even though I took off some time in the last week, I had some personal time off. And I went to a baseball game yesterday. One of my coworkers, we had been trying to do this for several years now. We work right down the street from the baseball stadium in town. And we finally were both had the time to do it. And we finally looked when there were still home games left. And yes, we did it. We went to Ico's game yesterday and chilled in the sunshine and watched the team lose poorly, even though they had won the day before. So it's they probably didn't have their best guys in. I don't know. But it is also minor league baseball. That's, you don't really go for the winning or the losing. You go for the fun.
Yeah. And they do make it really fun there. I think.
I do.
What else? That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a perfect spot that was shaded the whole time, high enough up in the stadium. But it's not too big of a place. You don't have a good view no matter where you're at. So, yeah, that's good. What else have I been? What else is new? I don't even know. I did a bike race last week. It was definitely one of those. I didn't finish. But it was a good challenge. It was hard. I was not the only person that didn't finish by any means. If you ever are interested in going and riding in southwestern Iowa, know that it's very hilly. It's very hilly. Iowa is not flat like most people want to believe. And it can be tough. And then if you get stuck without a granny gear, meaning you're out of climbing gears, it can be hard.
Oh, yeah. I hate when that happens.
Well, my bike decided it didn't want to be in my granny gear anymore, so I had one less gear. And
oh, it wasn't sitting it?
Yeah. So it's currently at the spa or, you know, the bike shop getting a nice little update, hopefully, but we'll see. I know it needs new chain rings and stuff.
I'm sorry. That's frustrating.
Yeah. But I have another bike race this coming weekend and going to be borrowing my friend's faster bike. So we'll see.
Very cool.
Yeah. At least this weekend, the camping will be on point. It is fantastic. I think I talked about it last year. This is the Gravel Classic out near White Rock Conservancy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it's
one gorgeous. Of
the best places to watch the stars. So I'm very excited.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's been a whirl. Oh, it's last week ended up definitely being a whirlwind because in addition to the race, which was in southwestern Iowa in Corning, we drove down to Kansas, Cole and I, just outside of Pittsburgh, Kansas, to see our friend Kate, who is on the Trans Am bike race.
Cool.
So she's riding 4,200 miles across America. She's got about 1,200 left, I think, or so. Maybe 1,400, somewhere in there. So it should only take her, I don't know, another week or so. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. That's something incredible that we both had on our, you know, wish list of maybe one day we'll have a friend that does this and we can go cheer him on. And this was the year that we had a friend doing it and we went and cheered her on. So that was cool. So yeah, I think that's me.
That's awesome. Sounds like busy, but good.
Yes, it's definitely been busy, but good.
Awesome.
I feel like that's a lot of life anymore.
You want to cram in all the good that you can.
There's so many things to do.
Yeah. So I think it's so crazy. And I know that you're like traveling to go to your bike races, but when people say there's nothing to do in Iowa, I'm like, what are you talking about? We always find something to do.
There's so much to do in Iowa, like so much. And it doesn't have to be the same things all the time. But there are a lot of hidden gems, whether they be state parks or museums or I don't know, so many different small, interesting things. For instance, have you been to the biggest frying pan?
I want to know.
It's up in northern Iowa. It's a giant skillet. Like a person, it could fit multiple people standing tall. It's in Brandon, Iowa.
Okay.
Over near Cedar Rapids.
Do they like cook in it or you just look at it?
You just look at it. It'd be far cooler if you could cook in it, but
I bet if it gets like hot enough, you probably could because the pan would get hot, right?
Oh, I would think so.
Like the boiling the eggs on the sidewalk idea?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to try and I've never done. I guess because I would feel like I wasted an egg, but that's, I don't know. I should do it once.
At the very least, there's always like a solar powered oven that you could try.
That'd be cool. Okay, so for me, also good, also keeping busy, probably not Kelsey busy, but busy for Caitlin. Like, I say, I don't even know how lucky I am. Brian's parents watch Riker every Tuesday that they're available. And we go and bike with our bike group at the trails right by our house. So it's really fun. And he spends the night over there. We're stupid lucky. So this week, Brian's parents are actually out of town for an Optimus convention, which if you want to check out Optimus Club, it's very cool. It's a volunteer organization. So this week, on Monday, Brian watched Riker and I biked. And then on Tuesday, I watched Riker and he biked. So I tried the Sycamore Trails for the first time.
Yay!
Yeah, I enjoyed them. They were like well-maintained and had some different challenges. And
I love those trails. They're probably some of my favorite ride in the metro.
It was cool. I think we tried to like get all, because there's a lot of like turnoffs.
Yeah, there's
compared to Demons, where once you're on it, you're on it.
I want to say there's about 10 miles of trails now through there. And so there are a bunch of turns through there.
I don't remember how many miles I went. It was close to that, but we like went with the group and then we came back and everyone's like, okay, time to drink beer. And I'm like, want to go more? And then my friend Leah and her boyfriend Josh were like, sure. So we just kind of went back through and
that's cool.
Played around. So I was like, I don't have my kid. I'm going to like go for it.
Enjoy my night. Come on, man.
Yeah. So that was a really fun experience to go somewhere else and try out the trails. And the benefit of going back through twice was there's this, I'm sure there's a name for it, but on the trail, it just like has a sudden, like, it looked like a million feet to me, but it was probably like maybe a foot and a half and then immediately back up. But it was like a, like almost looked like a bowl was taken out. And
oh, there was a spot where there was a big tree recently taken out.
So maybe that's what it was.
Because it flooded through there a couple weeks ago.
But I chickened out the first time, and then the second time I got it.
Nice! So
that was cool to get to go back through and do that. And it really wasn't that bad. Like, I'm always surprised how much my bike can do. It's incredible what they can do.
Well, it's all about, you've got to have that balance of being brave without too cocky. Like, accurate. Go for it.
I am definitely on the less confident side.
But you're getting there. You're making progress. It is awesome. Oh,
for sure. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. That's really kind too. And I'm having a blast.
So our group on Tuesday nights is also supposed to be a true no-drop ride. Mm-hmm. It is a no-drop ride. We don't let anyone drop. But Cole and I are usually the people that are the sweeper, the last person to hang on. You know this. And this week I was riding my fat bike, so I was going to be slow to start with. And then I had some issues with gearing on that bike as well. So I rode in two gears that night. It was interesting.
Oh, good for you.
I joked with some people that I wanted to try single speed at some point. I just wasn't looking to try it on my fat bike just yet.
Just go for the hardest single speed option.
Yeah.
Or at least one of the hardest.
Exactly. Why not?
Also, I have been commuting to work enough to at least think that I'm going to keep doing it. I love it so much. I like, it makes me so happy. I did not know that I would like biking to work as much as like biking to work. I invested in some panniers.
Yay!
Which are bike bags that go on the side of your racks, which you can have front panniers or back panniers. Mine are my back wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much more into that. I think if I were to go and add to the front, it would be because I needed more, which I will not need for commuting.
Right. I think you know, you're going to be the most stable with more weight in the back.
Mm-hmm. So I like them a lot. And I made sure they were like waterproof, and they're just giant, big open bags. I they make all different kinds with sections and things like that, but I kind of already have everything in containers the way that I like them, be it my clothes being rolled up or my lunch. And so I just wanted the freedom to kind of put things in however.
It is kind of nice to have that. Are they waterproof? So like, do they have the rolled down top or something?
Yes.
Like that
that'll keep they have the roll down.
Nice.
So I like them. I think the brand's Axiom, X-I-I-O-M, A-X-I-O-M or something like that.
Okay. I think I may have those same ones.
I was looking tonight when we were at Jasper Winery. A bunch of people biked out there and I saw several people had them. So I'm like, I think I did good. Jerry, the owner of the bike shop, said he really likes them.
Okay, yeah, they're not the ones I have, but they are pretty common, and they're very, I see a lot of them, not just, like, around on the trails, but also on Rag Rye. And...
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he said they should last me forever. I'm like, good, because I don't want to spend more money on them.
they should last you forever.
So, but the only thing I don't like is I wanted them to be, like, a color. And he's like, no, everyone just has black ones. I'm like, well, can I get yellow ones?
You could always get like covers, pannier covers that are, you know, like days it's raining or something or any other reason. They essentially just like a big little shower cap for your panniers.
Sweet. I might have to. I did get some rain pants too when I bought them. They're like fold up really small so they can just live in my panniers. And then if I get caught in the rain, I can throw them on and they are bright, bright yellow.
Nice.
That is what I want when it's raining. If I'm biking, so people can see me.
Definitely. Then they'll actually like see your legs moving and everything.
And my rain jacket, I already have one, but it's also, I think it's bright green.
So, you'll be all the bright.
I've been having a lot of fun with that. I have two bike facts that I learned.
Okay.
So I was going to share this later in the episode, but with the way that the episode's structured, I think I'm going to do it now, if that's okay.
Yep, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So first thing, I think this is the easier one to explain. With my bike, so this is new to me. My previous bike was like almost 50 years old. So I shifted down on the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have the ones where it's on the brakes. And you have like a little one and a big one on your brakes to like shift up and down. Well, when you shift down, so like if you're going up a hill and you want it to be easier to pedal, I did not know that if you kind of like lightly push it, it goes twice. You can do two gears down.
That might be specific to your shifters. Because mine very much do not do that.
Yeah, so like if you're going up a tough hill, just check it out. See if your bike does it. If anyone is listening, I've had my bike for a while. My husband has had that bike, his bike for like 4 years, didn't know his bike did this. But when you're doing the bigger one, when you're going uphill and you want it to be easier, you click it, it might go twice.
Hmm.
So yeah, this I never like just blew my mind. So yeah, if it's an option, just check it out. I've used it a few times going up hills. When I bike to my gym, it's not like a real hill, but it's a solid hill to me going up Fleur.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I've used it a little bit on that. And then, okay, my second one is a little trickier to explain. So bear with me. I have to talk a little bit of stuff and then I'll get to the actual point. So I'm going to muddle through the first part, but bear with me. So you have your cassette, which is like I call your gears.
Right.
And if we're talking the back wheel, as you get to smaller gears, it's harder to pedal. So that's when you want to go faster, like you're going downhill or you're really moving. Whereas if you're going to those bigger gears, it's when you're like going uphill and you want a little more help and it's going to be easier to pedal. So my bike is called a 2x, where I have two gears in the front and then I have a bunch of gears in the back. Whereas like my fat bike only has one gear in the front.
So just what Caitlin is saying is a different drivetrain styles. There's a 1x or a 2x or 3x for the most part. Most commonly there's a 1x or a 2x.
And on the front, it's the opposite. I did not know that.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's the opposite. So the bigger is
harder on the front.
And the smaller is easier.
Yes.
Yep. So just something else to be aware of if your gears or your cassettes are, you've got multiple options in the front and the back, front's opposite. So I had more help on hills than I noticed because I wasn't the other opposite. So
that's cool. Very handy.
So I'm sure, like, to you, you already knew this, but I figured while I'm learning these things, I would share in case anyone out in the world is biking.
So those parts that you're talking about there, the front are the chain rings, and that is what's being replaced on my bike right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which gives you a whole nother set, basically, of gears.
Right. I've just used mine enough that the teeth are all gone.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so I think that's me. I'm glad I made it through my facts. I've been rehearsing it all day because I'm like, I want to share this, but I need to like say it right because it's weird because they're opposite. And like, I almost think like when I was on a smaller gear, it'd be easier, but it's not that way.
Right. That part takes a little while to get it into your brain. Right. Then the one thing you want to be careful of is if you've got like a 2x or 3x crossing those. So it's hard on your bike if you have it in the big gear on the front and the smallest gear on the back. You've got your chain going across. Or sorry, your big and your big. Or your little and your little. And because they go to the opposite and they're pulling on your chain and stretching it out.
And you can actually look down, which is harder, easier said than done when you're biking, but you can. And you can see that your chain is like at an angle. And that's right. When you need to shift that front gear to get into a better spot. I may have opened up my other High Noon.
I'm looking at mine pretty well.
The Black Cherry is fantastic.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm excited to try
it. It's kind of juicy tasting.
It really is. It is very juicy. Like, it is so full of flavor.
That's good. So announcements. We are one day off, I guess I'd say, of the being halfway through.
Almost halfway.
So on our next episode, we'll be doing a drawing of some sort.
Prize yet to be determined.
I'm excited. It'll probably come from my stash.
Caitlin's got a nice stash. I want to find something cool. I'll tell you.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad it's a nice stash. So make sure to use the hashtag and post on Instagram, hashtag GravelKnitsStash. We will have prizes off Instagram. We'll have prizes off who's winning. And it's just kind of been a really great experience to track our yardage. And then we have a submission form that's in our notes, the website, in our link tree.
Pretty much all the places you can find all our farm information.
Kelsey put it in all the places and made this really cool form.
And all the places. Cool
pivot tables. She did awesome.
Thank you. With that, well done on the announcement of it. With that, an update on our scoreboard. Shannon is still leading.
Killing it.
Killing it for sure. And you're going to have some catching up to do. Shannon sitting at a whopping negative 15,334 meters.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think they still have a couple more blanket projects to go. So that's cool. So Shannon's leading with M following at 11,724. And this is negative. And Linda Collins at negative 6,000. Three people in the negative thousands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great job, everybody.
Then you got me and Caitlin.
But just think how much better how much worse we'd be doing if we weren't tracking, right?
Right? I think it's been a really good observation just to know what I have more than anything.
Mm.
And especially how the way things are going in our world, like saving money on this here or that, like I got to deal with what I've got. I've got plenty to work with that I, unless it's going to be a real specific project at this point, this year's pretty much set.
I am conflicted at the moment, but that's probably where I'm going to try to be too.
Why are you conflicted?
I really want to join Maddie's Patreon and do the monthly stream.
A caveat, I did join Maddie's Patreon today, actually.
Oh, okay, then I'm doing it. Okay, I'm doing it. We are going to have so much fun unboxing it together.
I know. Maybe we'll just have to do an unboxing together for real.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Check out our stash challenge. Next thing.
It doesn't hurt if you can join now. You don't have to be playing along the whole time.
Absolutely. Heads up. Our topic tonight is going to be more on current events. So if that is something that you need a little space from, that's why we kind of did a little more of our talking beforehand, so that when we get to the topic, if you want to just call it good, you can call it good.
We're going to be touching on a number of different political topics related to the wonderful Roe versus Wade and a number of other things that are going on with our wonderful Supreme Court. So if that's not for you, we will let you know again before we get started into that. And yeah, we'll thank you for joining us while you were around.
We wanted to give fair warning. So thank you. So back to fun topics.
All right.
I have been listening to Crime, Coffee, and Crafts podcast.
Ooh, sounds like a good one.
It is good. They have been around for, they've got a solid catalog too, so you can binge it. They, I would say, mostly talk true crime. Oh, I'm so sorry. It is Kristen and Heidi are the hosts. So each episode, I haven't gotten, there might be some two-parters and things like that, but so far each episode covers some sort of crime and they're covering the facts and the story behind it. They're both fantastic storytellers. They are very open about their opinions and I've been enjoying it. And then they do a lot of different types of crafting. Like they weave, crochet. I have a link to their website. So go there to get better information on that. But I've really been enjoying it. They kind of have different themes. Sometimes they get a little goofy. So I appreciate it, I think.
Nice. I'll definitely give it a listen.
That's the shout out we have tonight. So, Kelsey.
Yes.
What's brewing?
All right. I'm going to start with the one in my hands because by the time that we finish this episode, it's going to move sections.
All right.
I started working on the cozy autumn socks.
That colorway is so neat.
It really is.
It's so like soft looking, like the colors. Wow, so Kelsey.
Yeah, I am in love with the only thing I'm worried about. So these are the cozy autumn socks. I am doing them in Cascade Heritage Prints. And it's this like soft burnt ash color, like pink and gray and white. But it's just so like fuzzy. Like you can, I did a cable section or lace section, I guess.
Yeah. So it kind of has like a halo.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has a pretty good halo on it.
Are you concerned about it getting like pilly?
A little bit.
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll give it a try and see how these go. They're very, very soft because I think it's like 20% nylon. Okay. Yes. The colorway is called Pink Ash and it's a 75% superwash merino and 25% nylon.
Okay.
So once I'm done with two socks, like it, I think it's less than 50 grams weight between the two. And this for a size 8.5 foot with like a 6-inch cuff. So it's pretty good yardage in this game.
How many yards in this game?
437.
Nice.
It's on the higher side, I'd say.
So do you think it's a light worsted or is it, or not worsted, sorry.
I would put it on the lighter fingering. Not necessarily like a light fingering, but it's definitely a light fingering. These are going to be for me. The Kodam Autumn Socks, Cozy Autumn Socks are by This Handmade Life. And I know we've linked to them before in our notes. Pretty sure it was a free pattern.
Okay.
And they have it on their website as well.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's those ones. They're almost done. Like I said, it's going to move into the finish category tonight. So I'll have one more project to enter into the Fire Room of Dye Works Make It Your Own Make Along.
Excellent.
Yeah. You make it your own make along. So I decided that for this quarter, my theme was in existence. So it could be things that were in existence on my needles, already happening on my wheel, or something from my stash, you know, things I already had. This one my mom gave me for Christmas, I believe. It's my mom or my sister.
Oh, thanks.
Very nice of them.
Thanks, mom or sister.
I think they picked them out together. So about the same.
Cool.
Okie dokie. What is next? I started this one a few days ago. So my next project is by Hoki Locatelli. I don't know that I've actually ever knit any hair patterns before.
Okay.
I am making the staple linen top.
Okay.
It's a tank top, and it's got this cool little rib detail down the front and down the center of the back.
Okay.
And I'm using the cotton that I got in Arkansas the other week. And it's turning out really cool.
Oh, it's the one that looks like it's on fire.
Yes.
Oh, this is the cool
back so far. So you see has like a twisted rib pattern through the center.
That's cool how that looks, how that opens up like that.
And it's going to be really good. So I just finished another project in linen, but that drape is going to be incredible.
Cool. That's really neat. I'm glad you grabbed it.
I am too, because this is so cool. Like, this yarn is just so pretty. Look at this. This has got the green and like orange.
Oh, I'm excited to see those colors.
I want to get to this turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually showing up really good right there.
That's really pretty.
And like bright green. Yeah, it's the Lang Yarns Linello. So it is 40% linen, 32% cotton, and 28% viscose. And I, you know, I was afraid it was going to hurt my hands to work with, but it's really quite enjoyable.
Good.
It was my baseball knitting yesterday.
Perfect.
Got a few inches of it done while I was there. I'm very excited about it. Like, one of my other projects is done in linen, and I am so excited to have another project in it. I may have found a new, like, up there.
Okay, so if I do buy yarn, I'm going to have to delve into that.
You should try it sometime. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Somehow, I ended up with an uneven number of stitches on my front and back needles, but at least it's the same count, so not a super big deal.
No.
Oh, and that wasn't for the top. It was for the sock. The top is moving right along. I'm already through. So you work the back shoulders and then the front shoulders, and then you connect together to work down. You work the two parts in the top separately, and then you join in the round, and then you'll seam the top later, I believe. I'm really enjoying it. It's really straightforward. I don't think I've ever knit any of her patterns before. But I like her setup on her layout and everything. So it's really easy to follow.
Cool. Good to know.
And then I have one more like really active project.
Okay.
This is my pebble sweater.
Wow.
So it's got, I'm through the body.
Those colors are fun.
Through the body, and then I started one sleeve. So I'm at the point where I have to go to a chart now.
Okay.
Or read more directions, and I haven't had the brain space or time to do that. I'm really loving this, and I can't wait to work on it some more. It's just at a point where it's pretty hot, and it's not great for working on a wonderful sweater outside during the summer.
That's fair.
Let's see. I don't know her last name still, but her first name is Helena, and her design wear goes by Colorway Knits. So that's a test knit I'm doing in DK weight. And it should be out in sometime in September. And it's really good. It kind of has like the top of a castle, like the stones of a castle was her idea with it. And yeah, I'm really loving it. I'm flying through it. I intended it to be for my mother. It may still be for my mother. But I tried it on and I really like it so far.
That's really funny.
So we'll see. She doesn't know it's for her, so it's not like it's a loss if she doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have plans to get my mom's sweater at some point. Anyway, I think that does it for me for what's brewing.
Okay.
What do you have going?
A million things, bud.
Okay, but what do you really have going?
I think I'm going to start with, I have a ditch cloth that I started on Sunday. So Sunday, oh, I should have talked about this earlier. Okay, so Sunday, our friends were busy because they were doing Father's Day stuff, which is a week late, if you're curious on dates, because that's what worked for them. So we had the morning free. And it worked out perfect. Like we got out the door at like almost 7 a.m., 7:30.
Wow. And
we did with Riker a playground tour. My husband called it the tour de playgrounds. So we started with our like original go-to playground, which is, that's the longest. I think it's about 7 miles away. So we started there. And then we went to a playground that you actually had to pass to get there. And then we went back south of us and went to another playground at Raccoon River Park. Sorry, the previous one was Colby Park. And then we ended up at a playground just south of us that is actually an old elementary school, but now it's an apartment complex called Phoenix. And it worked out really well. We spent probably about a half an hour each playground and biked around with Riker. And it was nice to have a bike ride really focused on him, even That's though we cool. also got the benefit to bike.
You but guys anyways, got the, yeah, you got the benefit and he got to play. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. And so he'd snack in between and then play hard and we'd follow him around and do whatever he wanted. It was a fun day. So I started a new project because I finished one. And so I'm still doing a dishcloth following like that traditional pattern with the knit two, yarn over, knit across pattern. But I decided to add a slip stitch pattern to the middle section, which I have done something like this before, but it was just one side, but I'm doing it on both sides at the same time, which means the math gets a little funky. So it might not be a perfect square, but I don't care.
I didn't realize that you've sent me a couple pictures. I didn't realize it had this slip stitch in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you a picture of that compared to the last one that was just straight knit. So it might be like a strange shape, but it was fun to mix it up without something where I have to think too hard.
Well, it's nice about dishcloth. Like essentially you're knitting a big swatch, right? You can try all sorts of things.
That's true.
It's a great playground.
That's a good point. It is a playground. It's a playground while it was at the playground.
It's a playground. I didn't even mean for that, but hey, it works.
Let's see. So I'm doing that on US 7 or 4.5 millimeters, and I'm using Lily Sugar and Cream. The color is Crown Jewels.
Nice.
Which is the only reason I went through all that, just so I could say the color. But it's white and purple and green, and it's fun.
Oh, it was showing up as like orange and green, or maybe you had a different one that was like orange and green.
I have a lot of dishcloths on the meals right now. So that is fair. Yes, I have an orange one too. Then I have picked up and been working on again. The pattern name is Thick Socks Three Ways by Dana Ray Makes. And I am on the second sock and I just turned the heel. And Yay. These are cuffed down. So I just need to finish the foot portion in the toe and I will have a pair of socks. These are the ones that kind of look like cotton candy.
Okay.
They look a little less now that like the colors are changing. So I'm knitting this with Knit Picks Chroma Fingering in the colorway Drawing Room. which is the one that's written for the Alaska hat. But then I put that with pink yarn. So I'm holding it double. And it's the West Yorkshire Spinner's signature four ply. And that color is honeysuckle. It's a very pink pink.
I am excited for these socks. They definitely do like look like cotton candy, but that's totally cool in my book.
Yeah. And I think in the winter, I'm gonna bike a bunch of them when it's really cold, and hopefully they'll hold up. This, they have a stitch pattern that's really neat. I'm not concerned about the design of the sock as much as like the chroma fingering is a single ply.
I think especially since you've held it double with, you know, West Yorkshire Spinners, it's going to be all right. If anything, you maybe might get a little felting, probably not much. And it maybe just might keep your foot that much warmer.
That's a good point. Yeah, I did it on purpose.
See?
So my current obsession is my Garter Squish, which is by Stephen West.
She is not lying.
Obsessed. In the last 5 days, I sent Kelsey an update picture almost every day, maybe 4 or 5.
I think 4 out of 5, yeah.
I don't think I did it last night because I forgot.
That's but okay. I did work on it. I think by the time you would have sent it to me, I was asleep.
Yeah, I've been staying up real late because it's just fun. And it's so fun to change the colors, and I'm breaking all the rules and just seeing what happens. And I love it. One thing I am doing a little different than the pattern is I'm making it a lot wider.
It's going to be fantastic. You guys are all going to be able to fit on in.
I hope so. The original plan was it was going to be a picnic blanket, but it's going to be too heavy for us to want to bike it around. So maybe it'll be a car picnic blanket.
There you go. Yeah, I actually have like 4 or 5 skeins of yarn ready for you for that.
I'll take them.
I've got your dark side. I've got your greens and blues and a little bit of purple even.
Nice. Yeah. So blue and purple, I'm the lowest on, and I'm on green right now. Perfect. I'm doing the rainbow. Like they're just the classic rainbow. I wanted to do like the full new rainbow, but I didn't really have like any brown or a good pink. And so I was like, I'll just do a normal rainbow.
Yeah.
But I love it. And let's see, one more. I've been working on the Megalith socks, which was originally a test knit for Kino Knits, but we just had to knit one. And then I got distracted by their test knits. I'm knitting these for Kelsey.
Yay.
And these were an amazing experience because I found out where my gauge actually was for socks. So it's going to take my sock knitting to a whole new level now.
It was a great experience. Like, it was cool. It was good.
Oh, thank you. And then that, I am just starting to turn the heel. And these are cuffed down as well. So that's exciting. I just finished my 41st round. Start turning the heel. Because for the test knit, she wanted the same.
Right.
For the yardage. Does it seem like I missed anything?
I don't think so. I think that's... did you pick up your market bag this week?
Oh, I did. I picked it up today.
and your sweater. You've touched all the things. Rhino. Yes.
That's true. I have been getting around a little bit, which is good. Yeah. That's true. Thank you. Yes.
So yeah, you're doing all the things lately.
Which is why test knitting is probably so good for me, because it really does make me focus. But there's nothing wrong with bouncing around either.
Right. I agree.
It's our enjoyment. So do what we want. So I guess that brings us to FOs. Where are we at on beverages?
If you're ready for the next one, we can go to the next one.
Okay.
Blue or pink?
I also have blue and pink in front of me.
Perfect.
Oh my God. We both chose the same. Okay. I don't know. I'm so confused. I want the both. I love pink lemonade and I also love blue raspberry. So
I feel like I'm gonna end up drinking them both tonight.
Perfect. I'm gonna start with pink lemonade then.
Perfect. We'll go there. So this is a sneaky way to put in another N letter. And these are the Smirnoff seltzers. They're neon lemonades.
I think there's lots of N's in there. I think you did awesome.
So we got the N from the neon, and in the lemonade, there's an N in Smirnoff. Hey, there's even with natural flavors.
Oh, yeah, nice. And these cans are so fun. They're very tropical. Kelsey didn't even get a chance. Somebody else heard that we were trying our next beverage. This is very smelly.
I haven't even tasted it yet. I liked the black cherry of this one, though. It was super good.
Yeah, the other one has quite a bit of flavor, actually. Is mm-hmm. that the Smirnoff one?
Yeah. So we have plenty of those.
Cool. Actually tastes pretty good for a seltzer.
Cole said it actually tastes pretty good for a seltzer.
It's like pickled lemonade. Pretty good.
Brian agrees.
So the husbands give it a pretty good. We'll take that.
Yeah. Have you smelled this?
Like, I haven't actually smelled it. I tasted it.
I didn't even notice the smelliness in the other ones. I imagine they were also appropriately smelly.
Oh. Yeah, it definitely, like, it has the pink lemonade, like, out of the concentrate smell.
Mm-hmm. Which reminds me of, like, growing up and having the powdered lemonade.
Yes.
I love those so much. This is quite lovely.
We had so much pink powdered lemonade leftover from my sister's wedding. I drank it for like another year afterwards.
Solid.
Yeah.
And so we'd get snow and then we'd put the powdered lemonade on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that idea. Be a good way to use that stuff.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to show Riker it when we are age appropriate to do that. And I feel like for the cans, but it reminds me of the game Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I can totally see that.
Because yes. Even the other flavors too.
Well, they've got that like beachiness with like, I don't know. I want to say like the 80s coloring.
Yeah, yeah, that little, like, that flare.
I've seen a lot of that kind of colors. Even if you look at the two brands. So you got the Smirnoff and the High Noon right next to each other. They have a lot of the similar, like, colorings.
That's true. Design is fascinating. I need to learn more about it. But yeah, I'd recommend this. I'd drink this. And I think this would be great after your race tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, give me one more day. I've been trying to be good to my body this week after last week, and not that seltzers help, but they're tasty.
We gotta do the podcast.
Yep. Got a job to do, man. Show up for my job first, right?
I've been looking forward to this all day.
I'm glad. I wished I could have just like not gone back to work and just hung out for the afternoon or something.
We will. We'll find time.
We will. When occasionally I'll drop beers off over at Caitlin's over lunchtime or vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's like never enough time. Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready. So I am looking at a very impressive list of FOs.
I titled it an FO parade. There is a reel on our Instagram of the little drying party that I had the other day. Because awesome. I had every chair pretty much on our deck covered with knitwear. Everything was drying. It was fantastic.
Looked like a wonderful day.
I'll start with what I'm... Oh, it did. It was a fantastic day. I guess my drying day was on Monday. I took the afternoon off. I had a massage.
Nice.
And then didn't really feel like doing anything else. So I spent the day finishing up projects and washing projects and blocking projects. Maybe it was Saturday. Maybe it was Monday. I don't remember. Anyway, I went through and I finished up, like finished a bunch of projects, and yeah. I'll start with the one I'm wearing.
All right.
I am wearing my outline tee.
Woo-woo.
By Jessie May of Jessie May Designs. And it is amazing. Like, I love it. It was a fun knit. It was hard on my hands. So I knit it in 100% linen in Fibra Natura flax in 5 different colors. I did not swatch. I kind of just estimated. And it turned out I had pretty much perfectly enough yarn.
Yes.
Just enough. So, like, I had a little bit left over of this, like, taupey color.
Okay.
Probably about 20 grams or so left.
Okay. Nice job.
Yeah. If I had used it again, I would have had less. I would have used pretty much everything again. That was the only color I didn't repeat.
Okay.
I made it
times as the other colors.
Right. I made it longer than the pattern calls for because I don't really like a crop top, but it's maybe it doesn't quite come down to my like normal like jean line, if you will. I don't wear high waisted. I wear like a regular
regular waisted?
Yeah, like a regular waisted pant. And so it comes just above that. It would work well with the high-waisted pants. And I made it a little bit bigger. I went with size with the recommended ease, which I think is fine. It looks fine for the most part. My only problem is every once in a while I'll be moving around or something and I'll go off the sleeve, off the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Which is slightly annoying, but I kind of intended it to have this much movement so that it would be loose. I think she calls for 6 to 10 inches of ease.
Okay.
And I definitely have 6 to 10 inches of ease in here, probably closer to 6. I really like it. And I toss it. So you're telling me about how precise blocking was the other day.
Hmm.
The blocking I did for this was tossing it in my dryer.
No, that's amazing.
I tossed it in the wash.
That is my type of blocking right there.
I tossed it in the wash and the dryer with jeans and towels because I really wanted to make sure it, like, because it was linen and I know it softens with washing, like, I kind of wanted to beat it up a little bit and see how it was going to go. I wove in all the ends, crossed my fingers, and was like, go, laundry, go.
Did you put it in for, like, a normal cycle? Or?
Yep, just put it in for a normal cycle. And... Oh.
You're a brave woman.
But it came out great.
It did. It definitely paid off. It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
I can't wait to feel it.
Oh, I know. You're going to love it when you feel it. Because when I was knitting with it, it almost felt plasticky. And after washing it, that softness just definitely comes through.
Cool.
Like, because of this shirt, I'm so excited for the other tank top with the linen. I'm on a linen kick. I never thought I'd say that. Ever.
That's awesome. Way to go for it.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't have a picture of them and I don't even have them listed, but I will make sure I get it added. I finished a pair of socks in the Autumn Palette Pie colorway by Lisa Fire Nymph. And sport weight socks that I did in a 3x1 ribbing. And I made them for Cole.
I want some of those, though. I love the look of 3x1.
I do, too. I'm definitely going to have to make some for myself now, too. He loves them. They fit quite well. I am still trying to, after 4 years together, I'm still working on making the perfect sock for his foot. We'll get there. We're getting there slowly with every pair of socks.
Nice.
To be fair, he doesn't have that many pairs of hand-knit socks yet, so... I'm working on his drawer. So those are done. Then I used Caitlin's iCord machine recently.
Woo-woo.
Which is awesome. Really kind of makes me want a knitting machine. And I finished the cheeky soakers.
Oh, I love the colors.
I did
I can see the green this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that looks really nice together with that blue.
I love the little ribbed butt.
really cute. Little babies.
I thought about picking up and doing little legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just looking weird. And I was like, yeah, it's good enough. I think it looks pretty good. And this is a pattern by Megan Christensen. So we've both knit this. This is the second time I've knit these. And this, it's an awesome recipe because it's a recipe. You have the options for sizes, gauge, style, whether it's drawstring, whether it's ribbing, fold down, pants, no ribbing. Like, there's so many options out of that pattern. So I did I think this is the 6 month, 6 to 12 month size.
Okay.
And it's going to be a cute little baby butt.
Which is perfect because that's when you really start using that stuff.
Well, and the best part
at least
is
in my situation.
The intended recipient is a little small for his age, so they'll fit perfectly once he gets them finally.
Yay!
That is the cheeky soaker, but I made a matching coordinating vest.
Oh my god, that's so cute! Those buttons and the cables. Oh my goodness.
And then a little bit of green on the bottom there.
Oh, yeah.
So then you have a nice little matchy-matchy set.
Mm.
I had so much fun. I ended up getting, over the last few years, I've been stashing away buttons. So I probably have like 2+ pounds of random buttons. And I went back and forth on what color I wanted to make. So I just kind of went through and found how many I had 4 buttons of. And it was either this or a bright green or a brown. And the browns weren't working, so went with some light blue buttons.
I like light blue a lot.
And again, this was a 6 to 12 month size, so those will work together. And then he has little matching socks.
Oh, little matching socks.
He'll be all set to go.
What a lucky little man.
I made some matching socks so that mom and the son have matching socks.
Cool.
And I have a hat for the son, and I want to make a matching hat for the dad. So that's probably the next cast on. Okay, so that's the vest. That's the cheeky soakers. That's the tee. Oh, there's one I
You've been doing good. Been very productive.
I have been very productive. I've been just finishing everything. So the next one, okay, this is my scrappy V.
Yay!
It is finished, finished, finished. I am so excited for how this turned out. I was afraid it was going to be huge and be like way too long, but it's just about perfect. Goes right to my waist.
Yay.
Long enough that if I wanted to wear leggings with it, I could. But it definitely covers my bum.
The short rows in the front, I did not notice that before, how it like V's in. Yes. They look lovely.
It is so cool. It has me thinking of a different design that would take this more into like a starburst thing.
Ooh.
But yes, it's got short rows all the way, different distances, different widths through the front. The one thing, like, so it does all the short row shaping through the neck. It's got a nice V-neck. And then you just knit straight. It has no waist shaping.
Mm.
So that'd be one thing I would consider doing differently in the future.
Is that some waist shaping?
Mm-hmm. And I did do a modification. I actually added a number of short rows in the back.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
So then the back is about 2 inches longer than the front. And it fits great. Like, it's everything I wanted. It's not like what I'd want. It's a little looser than I think I'd want, like a regular everyday thing, but it's definitely comfortable.
It'd be perfect when you need to layer up for winter and go to a
sweater
party.
That was my original intention, was to be like a Christmas sweater. But honestly, it's not too far out of the realm of something I would wear, like, regularly.
Mm-mm. It's lovely.
Kind of makes me want to do one with, like, intended striping. I did this all with my minis from the swap I did at Christmas time with Emily's group. But it turned out really well. But
it really did. It's really, really neat.
It's really quite warm in here, so I'm going to take it off.
It also does its job.
Yes.
It is a warm sweater.
I have two more things. Bear with me. This is the market bag I had started on the day that we recorded.
All done.
It's all done. And it's
I like giant. The tie at the top. It is
It's ginormous. Ginormous. So I did the tie at the top.
Okay. So you can hold it
more. I did the tie at the top to hold it so it wasn't like super dragging. Like the body of the bag is probably 18 inches long.
Solid.
Or bigger. Like it's pretty substantial. And me being a short person, like I ended up making the strap of the bag, I think, longer than it should be. So I just tied it off and I think it looks fine.
I think it's a really cute look. And like with that ability, like the way that it's designed, I bet it can stretch if you need to and get a lot in there.
Oh my goodness, yes. Like I haven't even tried. I was hoping I would fit a couple, like a beach towel or something.
Yeah, totally.
So I've been making essentially packages for my friends who are all having kids, right? And I don't want to necessarily make the same thing for the mom and daughter or whatever. And so I made this for the mother of one of my friends, or my friend who is the mother, I guess.
Okay.
So then I will put, my plan is to, I made a little sweater for her newborn, and I'm going to make a little bolero for her older daughter.
Okay.
And then I made this for her, and now I'm going to do something for the dad too.
Aww.
So they'll be kind
really
of
really awesome of you.
They'll be kind of like matchy-ish. They'll have a theme, but not be matchy-matchy. So that segues greatly into my next finished object. And the last one I'll talk about tonight, because it's actually, I have it over here blocking. You haven't seen this. I haven't sent you anything about this.
Ooh. Surprise. I see some pretty yarn in a vest situation. No, not a vest, a cardigan.
Cardigan.
With little buttons.
Enormous sleeves.
Oh, they're poofy.
They're poofy sleeves.
Cute. So
they have a little... Yeah. This is called Miss Shelby.
Okay.
Which is funny because it actually sizes up to adult, I believe. And I have a friend named Shelby that this sweater would be perfect for, so might have to make it for.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
The only thing that's missing on this right now is I have little Minnie Mouse buttons to put on it.
Cute.
Yes, so I'm super excited to put those on, and that turned out so well. I started it on Sunday. I finished it yesterday. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before.
Nice.
We had a lot of time in the car on Sunday. I think our trip, we ended up being in the car for like 10 hours on Sunday.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that was a really fun knit. It's by Tyga Hilliard.
Okay.
I had some Bloomsbury DK left from a sweater. Same idea, but this is a gray leftover from a sweater I had done for myself, and I really love that Bloomsbury DK. It knits up so well. It washes well. It was fun. And the pattern is written decently. You have to kind of read through it each step before you do it, because they have part of it written afterwards. So like she would say, knit rounds 1 and 2, and then after that, work these rounds X number of times.
Okay.
So you really needed to make sure you got to that, how many times you worked it. She does a nice job of like keeping the same layout, same order. So it'd be like work XYZ rounds, and then below it'd say work those rounds X number of times. So yeah, that is my FO parade.
That's exciting.
It was a very awesome week. It relieved a lot of, like, I'm not usually one that has an issue with having a lot of whips, but I felt like I had a lot of things sitting around that weren't done.
Okay.
So you now have an awesome bag of ins.
Yes.
I did all the finishing work on things. Like, it was like casting off or weaving in ins or sewing on buttons and making an I cord or attaching where the I cord goes. All those little things. It was nice to just take the time to sit down and do them.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome, Kelsey. Mm-hmm. That is quite the parade.
Thank you. All right. So how about you?
I do not have a parade, but I
yes,
do have
you
a
do.
Couple.
You may have a parade. You have something finished. You
should
have
a parade.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll have a parade. So I kind of mentioned it before, so I'm going to go start with my dishcloth. I finished the dishcloth in that same colorway, the Crown Jewels Ombre. This was just a traditional, I follow Stacy's pattern on it. So if you want to link it, but it's just that traditional repeat. It's really good to be able to pick up and knit and work on. So I've got a good collection of dishcloths going on right now, but I think I'm going to be brave and start trying to do other things on my on-the-go stuff.
I foresee some more socks in your future.
Definitely. So I finished that. And then I finished my test knit on time.
Yeah.
Like the night before it finished blocking. So it's the Megalith Tee by Kino Knits. And I did the Haiku Sueno Tweed. And it turned out great. It fits really well. I have a long torso, so I think if I were to knit it and not be a test knit, I'd go a little longer. But I have a very long torso.
It's very flattering on you, though. It turned out well. It's so
yeah,
pretty.
And that's, like, I probably would have, I don't know. There's this really cool, like, long ribbing section at the bottom of the body.
Because it's like a
really
4-inch
like
rib or something?
Yes, it's 4 inches.
I think that's really nice on anybody.
I loved it. The pattern was super clear and she was great to test knit for. I love the tweed yarn.
I don't know how long it's going on for and I should look, but I know she had a sale and it might just be through today. I should get on there because I was going to check it out, but she had a mega sale on all her Megalith patterns because she
that's right. Now it's like a bundle.
Yes. She has two hat patterns, I think, and then the socks and the sweater.
Yes.
She's got the hat, the bulky hat, the tee, and the socks.
And I know we've talked about test knitting, and this is probably already a long episode, but just figured I'd throw my experience out there. I didn't think her deadlines were unreasonable or anything like that, but for me, in my situation, and as busy as I was, and I ended up with like 2 crazy weeks at work, so I did end up having to lean on my husband pretty hard to finish it. I had some late nights. I did miss some of my obligations. Like I had to cancel things to get it finished. Mm-hmm. So just something to keep in mind. I don't regret doing it. Like I was fortunate to have the help that I had. And I had a feeling when I made the commitment.
That might be a big commitment.
Yeah. But just something to keep in mind. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I think that's good because that's reality is that you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I don't think I've ever knitted a project that big, that fast and really honed in and focused on it. And it was overall a good experience. It's just something to kind of be aware of like those last few weeks. I had to go pretty hard.
That was the case with one of the shawls that I tested earlier this year. It's like, I came to that deadline. It's like, oh man.
I don't think I would like change the experience or anything. I'd still do it.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I learned so much. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know. My husband even complimented me saying like he was impressed by my dedication on it. And
that's
kind of
cool. It is cool. It's really fun to see his understanding of your craft go. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, hopefully I can return the favor.
I'm sure.
something going on. So that's me. Please check out that sweater. Kino, this is just wonderful.
I actually just purchased the pattern, so. And I did double check. Unfortunately, the sale ends tonight at midnight.
Oh, no.
Hence why I'm purchasing the sweater right now.
Yeah, there you go. Kelsey, what's hopping?
What's hopping?
So
I have no yarn stash enhancements, but I have bike enhancements. But why don't you go ahead with yarn stash enhancements?
Okay. So my goal for June, it was an unofficial goal that I told no one, was to not buy yarn.
Yes, you didn't even tell me.
I did really good. And then the other night, I didn't even think about it. And there's a pot holder that I've been looking at to do double knitting on. And I just bought yarn.
You're like, oh, man.
Because I just couldn't find the blue I wanted. And it's a Ukraine-themed pot holder. And I have like a... I don't know if it's considered variegated or semi-solid, but it goes pretty white and pretty blue. So I didn't think that it would give me a goal of it. So I'm trying not to buy more Lily sugar and cream yarn because I have so much.
Right.
But I did. I bought a bunch of the blue that's perfect, but I didn't even think about it when I did it. And I was like, oh man, I could have waited 3 days.
Like, come on, man.
But really, for a yardage, like, it's not that much.
So no, and you're going to use it here pretty quick anyway.
I am, but it is going to look really nice. It's going to be a sunflower holder. And it's written for fingering to DK, I think, but I'm going to do it in worsted, and it's going to be giant, which is the way I like to make my pot holders.
It's true.
My pot holders are more like the pot holders for like the casserole dishes. Like that is the size that I make my pot holders.
You know what? Even casserole dishes need some pot holders.
Exactly. We use the other ones I've made all the time, especially like when we're grilling and we just throw whatever down. And yeah, so that's me.
That works out really well.
So Kelsey, what you got?
Like I said, I don't have yarn enhancements, but I do have bike-related enhancements.
Let's see it.
I got new gloves.
Yay, gloves!
So I got a new pair of short finger gloves. I don't like the ones that have a lot of padding in them.
Okay.
So these really don't. These are from Hand Up Gloves. And they say if you put them together... See. Ride dirty.
I love it.
So that's, I got a pair of short finger ones, a pair of long finger ones.
Oh, those colors.
Yeah, these ones are fun. Way better in person than they were online.
Wow.
And again, they say ride dirty.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been wanting these gloves for quite a while. During the summer, my fingers are a little bit wider than my fingers are in the winter.
Okay.
So I have other gloves, but my fingers are a little too big right now to go into them.
Gotcha.
Wonderful Iowa humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's me.
They're lovely.
I'm super excited about them.
And bike gloves do a lot. Like I'm still exploring that realm, but especially for me, like mountain biking or my very limited gravel biking experience, like those bumps, it really does help.
Well,
at least for me, like my hands go numb because I'm holding the handlebars so tight.
Right. And like getting sweaty, you lose grip on the handlebars, which is obviously like a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Safety thing. And so I thought I was ready for another pair of gloves. I've been riding without gloves for a while, and it's like not really that comfortable, at least not for a long time.
Mm-mm. Yay.
There's the finished sock.
Nice. F-O.
F-O. So it moves from There we go. Look at a pair of socks.
Yay. They're really neat. I'm excited to see and hear how they wear.
Me too. I'm really interested to see. I don't think I have any socks to have this much nylon content. Oh, I haven't even tried them up. There we go. There's a sock on a foot.
Hello, foot.
It fits. Oh,
they look lovely. It's nice to see the lace open up there.
Open up. Yeah, they're going to be great once I wash them. Okay. That wraps us up on those fun things.
So I think that brings us to our topic.
It does. So at this point, if you want to keep listening to us, keep hanging out with us, we're going to move on into a little more serious, harder topic. And that could cause issues if you are sensitive to the nature of our topic tonight. We understand leaving early, and we hope you have a wonderful day, evening, whenever you're listening to us. And we will make sure we talk to you soon.
Yeah, so let's get into it.
Okay.
So we have talked a little bit in the past about things that are going on, that there's just been so much, and I just kind of want to vent to talk about it.
You know what? We definitely need some place to talk about these things. As a society, in my opinion, anyway, we need to be willing to talk. And whether I agree with you, whether my opinion is the same as your opinion, I still feel like I should give you the time and day to listen to what you have going on.
Absolutely. It's just crazy how blocked off everyone is now into hearing, listening.
Yes.
And accepting, like, it's okay if we don't agree.
There is so much where if we could just take the time to listen to each other and actually listen, not just hear, that maybe we might be in a better spot. But even if we don't agree, we can find a moment to listen to opposing opinions. And I'm not saying Caitlin and I have opposing opinions on what we're going to talk about, because we're very much on the same page. But just as in general, it would be good to take a moment, be kind, listen. Because I know that if I have something I want to say, I would love it if you took the time to listen to me.
Yeah, be heard.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know if there is a beginning, but just everything, the just insane amount of racism that we've seen. And I don't want to, there's just so much. The school shootings are just devastating.
Oh my.
And the fact that there's multiple, even if there's one, that's ridiculous, but the just all of this. And then Friday, growing up, it was always this will always be a thing, but people always debate this, but Roe versus Wade, it's always going to stay. That's
forever. For all that you and I know, our entire lives, it's been Roe v. Wade, and we've had the right to an abortion. We've had the right to our health care. We've had our choice. And the Supreme Court has, essentially taken it away from a national, right to here's the Wild West and let the states have at it.
Yeah. And we live in a state where you have 6 weeks. You won't even know by the time.
Right. Most women don't have any idea by 6 weeks.
Mm-mm.
If you're very regular and you time that stuff and you pay attention, yeah, maybe. Or you could just be feeling a little off and oh, crap, I'm 10 weeks pregnant. I can't do anything. Late. Oh, man.
Oh, and there's just, oh gosh, I know. And I feel like so much has already been said, but forcing someone to go through a pregnancy, there's just so many consequences. It's a big health decision to decide to have a child. And yes. I mean, I feel like my birth with my son was a traumatic birth. it's affected me. Like, it was still my intention to have a child, and I'm glad it did, but imagine doing it when you didn't want to and go through what, in mine wasn't even as traumatic as it get, I guess.
Well, even not necessarily, even if you don't want to, even if you're a health risk, if you've got health issues that are around having a pregnancy, being pregnant, that option's gone too. Like,
yeah. And there's all this bullshit where you have to prove you were raped.
Right?
What? I don't know. There's so much. I'm sorry. There's so much. I don't even know where to start.
I think that's the biggest problem. There is so much out there right now.
And I just don't understand. And if someone can give me some explanations, that's great. But seriously, what? Sorry, Kelsey, I interrupted you.
No, you're good. It's been hard for me to follow. It's been hard for me to really get a good grasp on what's happening. And I, for someone who typically reads the news or follows along and can't keep up, I can only imagine what it's like if, say, you weren't following along and then something happens and you need to go for something and you can't. I just don't even know right now.
Yeah. I just really don't understand. But at the same time, I'm like, this is so serious. And I don't know. I'm just conflicted in so many ways.
There's just so many moving parts. Okay. So if you look specifically at the right to abortion, if you look specifically at abortion, yes, you are looking at people who most likely want to make a choice of what to do. Sometimes that may not be what they want to do, but it's either life or death. Or, we're not just going to look at a decrease in the number of abortions. We're going to look at an increase of need for social health services. We're going to be needing, access to food and all the different, everything that goes into raising a kid. It's not just about being a living being. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Time, money, resources. Where do you expect all this to come from,
Yeah. Especially when it's something that I feel like keeps being cut, like the aid that would be needed for some of these people would need.
Exactly. Well, and even looking at wanting to have a kid, it throws you off of your timeline of going to school, and now you're stuck in you don't have a degree, and now you can't get a better job because you don't have a degree, and now you're trying to fight every single minute of every day to try to just move forward. I don't get it. And all of these laws, a lot of it being, I hate to put it this way because I don't want to generalize it, but so much of it is old white men.
Yeah,
not all of it, mind you, not all of it.
Nope. But it is.
I could go off into a whole nother rant about political power. That's for another day.
Yeah. I could too. And I definitely have this feeling of helplessness and how did this happen and what else is coming and short-term, long-term effects of this.
I think that's a big part. What's next? This last week we've seen so many, and while this is primarily specific to the United States with all of these laws, I'm sure there are other countries that have to face similar things or already are in a worse situation than we are. But what can you do? There are things we can do, such as voting. I can tell you exactly who I'll be voting for in my next election. I have already started drafting up a letter to our local legislators.
Oh, that's awesome.
There is a wonderful resource I found on ncra.org, and this will be in our show notes. But it has some good tips on how to write an effective letter for your legislators.
Okay.
You want to make them meaningful. You want to make them personal. You want to make them reality. Because most likely they're going to take the time with the real letter rather than pre-made
copy paste
template form. Mm-hmm. Still not a worse thing. Still not a bad idea to take one of those template letters and use it. It's still getting your voice out to your legislators. But if you can really write something, they'll listen a little bit more. I also included links to both the House and Congress searches so that you could find your legislative, your representatives. I know who they are.
Awesome.
There is a cool website from politico.com that has a map of all the states where abortions are legal, but also says where there's potentially illegal, soon to be illegal, or remains legal. So yeah, as of today, it is
for us.
Current, although there the Iowa legislature or Iowa court does currently have a thing with the heartbeat bill that's against it. So we have some hope for a while.
Good.
But currently abortion remains legal in 35 states and is potentially illegal or soon to be illegal in 11 states and is illegal in 5. But we're including a link to this so you can find out what's going on in your state. And please, if you need help finding resources, if you need help going anywhere, contact us. We can help you figure out at least someone to talk to.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, it's so wild.
It is so crazy. Like, you think about having all of this in place for your entire life, and now you're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
50 plus years.
There's got to be more. There's something we can do, whether it's, who knows. Something can be done. We are swinging so back and forth on the pendulum, so far right, so far left, and if we keep tossing like flames at each other, it's not going to do anything good. But maybe there's some hope. Maybe we can find a way. And if we do try to stick together,
we're all going to do better.
And we need to have these conversations. Like, it's scary.
It is scary, and I'm definitely guilty of like having friends that I'm afraid to bring it up with. And I'm going to. Even just to hear if they have a different perspective. Like, we need to talk about it.
And you know what? You listen to their perspective and you give them your perspective, and at least maybe something can become of it. We have to have these conversations.
Yeah. Just, I don't know, it's so wild. I just never thought that this would happen. And we even had a warning, but I was like, I just still can't believe it.
We had a warning, but I still sat here the whole time crossing my fingers going, please, please let this be false. Please let this be false. And obviously it wasn't.
Yeah. And what's coming next? Are we going to be able to drive next week? Like, are we going to be allowed?
Like, probably seriously. Not. There's been a lot of comparison to The Handmaid's Tale.
Exactly. I keep debating if I wanted to say that, and I'm glad you did, because that's like, it just, I feel like it might be screaming at us, so this is our chance to like fight back. And
well, on top of all Roe v. Wade, so yes, I compare, I will even agree that some of it I could compare to The Handmaid's Tale. Now today, the Supreme Court ruled against the EPA being able to put measures in place to reduce carbon emissions.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I had not heard that yet.
Yes. It was essentially saying that the EPA does not have the right to enforce regulation on, I want to say it was states where their primary was coal as the energy source. And they're encouraged, like currently Biden had tried to put in regulation to encourage solar wind energy and trying to do away with coal. And so now they've blocked that. One more thing to add to our plate, right?
So many thoughts. So many things, like, you know, science.
Cole and I have started talking about what countries we can move to.
I may have also been looking.
It's going to be dependent upon where I could get a job, I guess. I've had friends that have up and sold their stuff and moved to a different state. I could up and sell my stuff and move to another country.
Yeah, and maybe at a certain point, that's where our voices will be heard.
I hope it doesn't
get there. I like my little house and my family and my neighborhood and where I'm at.
It's just funny to me how, like, carbon emission regulation ties in with the fact of, you know, doing away with abortions, and now we're trying to force more people into the world. So now we're even going to be putting off more carbon emissions. We're going to be running out of more resources. It's just a deadly cycle.
And I don't understand.
So we're doing the little things. I haven't brought it up yet, but I want to put in, you know, like rain barrels and
I totally want to do that.
I've been planting more of my own food and trying to do more of my own cooking and just trying to do all the little things that I can to be self-sufficient. I want to be able to, well, I don't want to say go off the grid. I want to be able to eventually go off the grid.
The grid's a little sucky right now. It's not a little sucky. It's a lot sucky.
It's a lot sucky.
Grid sucks.
But you know what? There's knitting still.
There is knitting.
So I don't know. What more would you like to say?
I don't know. I just can't believe the last few years, everything. And it hasn't even been the last few years. There's been a lot of problems, but I feel like they're accelerating and getting worse.
Yes.
But we're in a society where we should be becoming more advanced.
But it seems like we're taking a big step back. A lot and often. And that's, I don't know what that's going to do for us. I think we're at a point where it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be unsure.
And I feel like this is our chance right now. So we need to act.
Yes.
Do what we can. Like even if it's planting a garden or making sure to go vote every time you can vote.
Not even just in your big presidential elections. Do your local stuff all too. Like, I know that my local legislator, our, you know, state house, my representative, I do not care for him. I will be out there voting every time against him. So do what you can. Do the little things. Right down to being kind. Take a moment. Give somebody a chance to talk. You may not agree with them, but take something out of their conversation. If you don't agree with it, look into it. Find out why they said something and then come up with your reasoning as to why that's the bad thing.
I love that, Kelsey.
Wow, we're so far apart. Society is swinging back and forth constantly. We've got to find middle ground.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's there. It's reachable if we listen.
Right. You know, baby steps forward would be better than giant steps backward. So I think that's what I have on that, I think.
You did fantastic. I don't know. It's a scary time. It's okay to be scared. And it is time to act in any way that we can.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
And Kelsey created a beautiful list of information and notes. So I think we're where I'm at is I think we should call it a night, but contact us if you have more information. We're willing to listen. And if you have other ideas, willing to
or
listen.
Or if you have questions, maybe we can help you find the right source. Or if you need to go camping, we can take you camping.
Absolutely. If you want to go biking, I know how my gears work now. So let's do it.
Yes. Let's take the world. We can do it.
Cool. Knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com, and you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
And thank you for listening. And I love seeing all of the feedback on the, or not feedback, but all the listens on our back episodes. So Yay. Just remember to share stuff with a friend. You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Spike Spurs Use, and Untapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin M. Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. We'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravelnitz believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.